Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. So today's conversation is a little different. It's one I recently had with my friend Carla Reeves on her show, The Differently Podcast, and it was just too good not to share with you guys. We talked all about faith, confidence, and what it really means to create your own story, not from the world's expectations, but from the truth of who God says you are. You'll hear me share some of my own journey, the moments I had to rebuild from the inside out, how I learned to flip the script on self-doubt, and what faith and confidence actually look like when you're walking through the unknown. So if you've ever wrestled with fear, self-doubt, or the pressure to have it all together, this conversation will remind you that you already have everything you need to reclaim, rebuild, and walk confidently in who you are called and created to be. So let's dive in.
Hey, we're back, and I'm so excited to have my friend Rachel Brooks here. She is the founder of The Confident Woman and The Confident Woman Podcast, and she's the author of Chasing Perfection. So welcome, Rachel.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited that we get to have this incredible conversation today.
I'm excited too. And confidence is something that I have struggled with my entire life. It's definitely something the self-doubt and second-guessing and all of that stuff comes up for my clients as well. It's something I navigate, I think, in my own life on the daily. One of my favorite questions is, what would confidence do? And just taking that action, because that just helps me get out of my own way and all the noise in my mind. I would love to start. I saw this on your website about creating your own story, and that is so near and dear to my heart. And I just want to start with, like, when did you discover that you had the power to create your own story?
Yes. Before we jump into that, I want to talk about confidence for a moment. I was the person who was like, turn the lights out, shut the door, and pretend I don't exist. Like, I've never wanted to be seen, never even thought that people would notice. And so when I would see somebody else walk through a room, that was just this light. I'm like, wow, that's the confidence. That's what confidence is. And so I always admired it in others, but I didn't see it in myself. And so when I started my journey of personal growth and self-discovery and figuring out who I am, that was one of the greatest questions that I had to ask myself at this pivotal moment of my life. Who am I? And when I started digging deep into the root of what was holding me back and how I spoke about myself, how I identified what I would think or say when people would say, who are you? It was always led with a negative. It's, I'm not this, I don't have this, or I'm just this. And it felt very low. And so you could tell that there was no confidence behind anything that I would speak about myself. I really had to go to these deep, dark places of my life that I was like, ooh, do I want to go there? Because that's what I've been chasing away from. And I didn't want to be in a place where my identity was limited because I was so stifled in my growth journey that I knew that something had to change. And so the story that I kept telling myself was on repeat. And that story came from my lies, the excuses, the beliefs, my past, my traumas, my dramas, all of this colored who I believed I was. And so that was the story that was a stronghold in my life. Mm-hmm. And so when I dove head first into this journey, the vast unknown with zero confidence, all I had was my faith. And faith is confidence. And so the more I stepped confidently into this unknown, leaning not on my own understanding and knowing who I am, but who I am in my creator. And so that was very spiritual in a moment of such darkness. That was the glimmer of light and hope that I needed to ignite in my story. And so the story started to transpire and unfold as I stepped fully into this journey of the unknown.
I love that. So the thing that pops up for me right away is, like, how does someone who doesn't have faith or is just seeking their faith understand what you just said and, like, begin to step closer to that?
Well, faith is twofold. Faith is belief. You have belief that it will work out. You have belief that it doesn't. You have confidence, which is the positive of belief, and you have self-doubt, which is the negative of belief. It's the same. Everything that we want has two sides. I was so conditioned by living in one space, and that was filled with self-doubt, criticism, judgment, ridicule, fear, anxiety, all the things that we suffer on a daily basis if we don't learn to flip the script. And flipping the script is that new narrative that we get to begin and write our own story. That power is when we surrender and we trust not in our own understanding, but lean on His. Therefore, there's a new and a renewed sense of power and restoration. And that's the spirit that gets to write the story with you, the power that empowers you to become the confident woman that is in every single one of us. That doubt is there, but also confidence and faith are also there. It's a matter of which one we choose.
To me, that's such a relief, right? Like, I think for so long we're even in our culture, we're sort of taught and pushed in the direction of like finding our strengths and our potential and like all this is kind of like all on focused on us, right? And for me, realizing and learning that I have an identity that isn't created by me, that's already there, that takes all the pressure off. Like I know for me, for years, I was doubting myself and struggled with self-acceptance. And then I realized that as I'm dissing myself, I'm dissing my creator. And that was the turning point of what actually helped me start managing the negative self-talk in a completely different way.
100%. That's exactly what it was for me too. Because that concept of self-awareness is one of the greatest tools that you'll ever have. Because once you're aware, you can't unsee it. So now you spot the troubled areas in your life and you say, okay, now that I'm aware of this and it's not serving me and it's not conducive to God's plan for me, then why do I keep going down that path? Why do I keep speaking death into my life when we keep speaking all this negative and we're not breathing life, right? So we want one thing, but we're unwilling to let go of the thing that is holding us back. It's about that the light bulb moment turned on in my head, and I was just like, whew, well, there it is. That's what's holding me back. How do I get to there? Well, I have to let go of all the things that I knew weren't conducive, weren't serving me, weren't for him in this context of truth. So I had to start seeking what is truth. Truth was found in my identity. Truth is who he says I am. I'm already called, equipped, and qualified. So why do I have to be anything other than who I am? Who am I? And that was the journey of self-discovery. And that's what led me into discovering not only who Rachel Brooks is, but that became my brand, that became my mission, that became the movement. And I confidently stepped further into this journey. I say confidently because it was through consistency. I was consistently pouring into the word. I was trying to find out what it is that I'm doing here on this personal side, but my power and my source is telling me otherwise. So I had to distinguish what is truth, what is lie. And it wasn't just in the area of my identity. I started looking at under a microscope my entire life. And that's when I rebuilt everything from the inside out. So that confident woman, she is in every single one of us. But we've been beaten down, broken, discarded. We've had so much stuff that has happened to us in our lives, right? We can let that, fuel us from a place of empowerment or disempowerment. And I knew the alternative because I'd lived it for decades and said, I can't keep doing this anymore. So I'm willing to trade that in for something better and greater because this is not the life that I'm chosen and called for.
That's so beautiful. So I believe that, and I've seen this so many times with working with people, that our greatest gift comes from our greatest pain. Your story is such an example of that. And I know a little bit about your story, but would you be willing to sh take us back to the pain, like where you were when you flipped the script and started to make the shift? Because I think people will relate to that, taking us back to the tangible situations that you found yourself in.
Yes, absolutely. And it's the irony of this is I was just telling somebody the other day, I said, this is exactly 10 years ago, 10 years ago this month that we're recording. And I had said, I had enough. I walked away from everything. I didn't know what was going on. I just needed a break. I walked away from my marriage. I walked away from my high lucrative job. I walked away from my friends, all the people that I had built in my town in Columbus, Ohio, but I went back to my hometown in Buffalo, New York, because that was home. And I just needed to distance myself from everything and everyone and quiet the noise and get super focused on who I am and start all over again. I didn't know what the future of my life would be, because I didn't even know a future even existed for me. And that was the pivotal moment. So I spent time, and I share all of this, like very real and vulnerable stories in my book, Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing, Fitness, and Self-Love. And so why I share this so openly is because for me to grieve and move through the pain, I had to go to that place, but not from a place to relive the pain, but a place to feel and heal and experience it from a different perspective. Because if we keep holding on to the pain and the loss and the grief and the traumas, dramas, all the things, right, that will continue to hold us back. And our story gets defined by that narrative that we keep repeating on loop. So I let that stuff go. I just needed the distance and the space to breathe. And so that's where I spent this time to really renew and dig deep into what it is with that power and identity. And so I dove headfirst into obviously scripture, into my faith. I hired coaches. I started watching inspirational videos and motivational things because I needed that boost of encouragement. Because when we're in our own heads, and there's this saying, if you're in your head, you're dead, right? There's no life. When we're breathing, constantly thinking, breathing, acting, living in a place of darkness, when and where can that light come in? We have to allow that. And so it's hard for us to step away because, listen, I get it. We are busy go-getting women. We got all kinds of things. There's never a dull moment in our lives. So when and where do we put ourselves first on this priority list? And that was the moment I said, if not now, then when? So I said, it's happening now. I have to do this for me. I'm very sorry if it's going to hurt or offend people, but I cannot continue to live for others if I haven't lived once for myself. And myself is what I'm here for. And that's for service, for leadership, for pouring into others and just loving them in this unconditional way. But I also had to ask myself, what is love? Because I hadn't experienced that kind of love. And that was also the journey. So it's a beautiful story. And I say this in a way because it has not only radically transformed my life, it has radically transformed those who have read it, because it has opened the door for them to see themselves in a relatable way that now gives them hope and encouragement that this too is possible.
Well, you said something. You said living for others. Was that the core piece of what caused you to have to rebuild everything?
Yep. It was part of, well, not the huge core piece, I would say. It's a big piece because I didn't know what my life was here for. It was a place where, as a recovering perfectionist, we deal with people pleasing. If everything is perfect and if they like me and this is cushy and that's soft and everything's all great, then they won't get upset and they won't ruffle anything. And they won't be mad and they'll love me and they'll accept me then. And that's not the way love works. So as people pleasers, we think that we're doing good by pleasing people, but there's an underlying motive and it's to be accepted and to be loved. And that was the first time I put it in perspective where it's like, whoa, what am I doing? Because I'm not actually loving people and I'm not getting what I want in return. So that must mean that there's some sort of unmet expectation. There creeps in bitterness, anger, resentment, discouragement, disappointment. And what does that do? It keeps feeding into the darkness and it keeps that narrative and that loop going. So when I step back from that and I said, I have no expectations. So my motto is expect no expectations. You just meet people where they're at. You serve them in a way that is conducive for them. You love them in a way that makes them feel seen and heard. And everything that I needed for me was a way for me to serve others in that same capacity.
So for somebody who might be listening, who maybe rebuilding and, you know, starting over is not an option, what do you know now that could speak to the heart of that person? Because
everyone has a choice. We all have options. So we have to ask ourselves, what is the trade-off? There's going to be pain of letting things go, but there's also the pain of continuing on where you're already at. So the short temporary pain is to cut that loss and move forward with love and gratitude and thank you for the experience. This no longer serves me, but you have taught me a wonderful lesson in this life, and cut that cord and move forward. I know it's easier said than done because I held on to it for so long. But the minute I had to let that go, there was a sense of freedom and release, and there was a surrender. And in that surrender is not about you. It's surrendering the how and trusting that it will all work out, because that's what faith tells us.
Do you believe that people can recreate their story in their existing circumstances? And what would that look like?
100%. I'm living proof of it. Living proof of it. Yes. I mean, like I said, I walked away from everything, but it wasn't permanent. I didn't know if it was temporary. I didn't know if it was permanent. It was just a season in my life where I had to take that time intentionally to step away, to see things differently. And so my husband and I have been together for going into our 16th year. We are stronger now than we ever have ever
got back together.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's beautiful.
It was just a space and a distance for us both to breathe. So I came back from that trip with a renewed sense of who I am, what I'm here for, and why. And that's the purpose. So like I said, my marriage is thriving. My business just went on pause because I had poured so much of my love, time, and energy into my business. But if you think about it, you only have time and energy that's so limited. What do you think got neglected? My marriage, right? So I started shifting things of priority. As women, we're so driven. We have families, we have kids, we have jobs, we got roles, we got responsibilities, we got all these things, right? But where are you on this list? Who are you now on this list? Because the same person that had the idea to start the business maybe 10 years ago is not the same person today. Maybe somewhere along the way, there was marriage, there was divorce, there was kids, there was loss, there was this, there was that. There's a constant evolution of change. And so we're not the same person of the idea of who we were. And so giving ourselves that time and distance allows us now to really come together and say, but who am I today? And who do I need to be to become the woman I'm called and created for today? So you start mapping out a plan, and it's that reverse engineering aspect of it, of now that you see what is possible, because you've let go of what was, there's this here and now. And that is the present moment that we're only given once today. This is the gift. We're not promised tomorrow. So what can we do today that can set us up for success, for the goals, for the life that we are called for? What does he say we are here for? And that's where I had to tap back into my source, my energy, my creator, and my power, and start asking him, not about just what Rachel wants in this life. Because if you left that to me, I'm going to be very selfish. I'm going to be very greedy. I'm going to be filled with pride. And we have that in our flesh of our own wants and desires. But that's not who I am. And that's not who he called and created me to be. So there was that difference. So we always have that choice. And that power lies in that decision. And we have to choose between truth and not truth, right?
Yeah. Well, and what I hear you saying is that we are responsible for the condition of our soul. And like, you are demonstrating that that's what you did, right? Because it's so easy to sit back in our life and think my life is going to be better when this works out, or he's different, or this gets better, or I make more money. That was my story too. My happiness and peace and contentment was all victim to how the circumstances and how everything was on the outside. And there comes a point in time where my soul was screaming loud enough that I had to make an interruption. And I did a similar thing that you did a lot of years ago. It was really divorcing an old part of myself that I knew in my heart there had to be a different way. And there is. And you're demonstrating that too.
Yes. And that's the thing, is that with confidence comes resiliency. And for us to become confident, we have to consistently show up as that highest and best version of ourselves. And as we become more confident, we have that courage to step out, to show up, to do the things that we're called for, right? And as we get knocked down, we have, again, two choices: to stay down or get back up. and you get back up and you get back up. And that is what resilience will teach you. And the more that you keep having that confidence, you're like, oh, I've been there 1,000 times, no big deal. But when it happened once, it's a big deal. When it happened twice, you're like, oh, this still stings. Now, when it happens like 30 times, you're just like, just another moment, just another day, I'll get back on my feet. So that confidence is always renewed and restored every single day. But we have to choose what we're focusing on, what we're thinking, what we're believing. But again, we have to focus on what is truth, what is promised. And so, whether you are faith-based or not, you have to ask yourself that, because when somebody tells you you're nothing or less than, or somebody didn't give you the promotion or the job or the opportunity, we start to take that very personal. We start to internalize that. And that becomes, well, maybe it's because I didn't get that degree. And we start now making up these lies about ourselves. And now that lie becomes a part of our identity, because it's a truth that we keep believing enough that we label the truth, but it's just a lie. Sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow, but the reality is that we're not here for everyone. We're here for a purpose, and that purpose is not for the 7 point something billion of people in the world. So we do have to take some of that rejection, but we don't take it personal. We say, okay, maybe that's not for me now. Or maybe that's not in my lined path now. And so we just have to reframe that.
I had a coach once tell me that rejection is God's protection. And I love that. I just recently told my son that, because so often that's true, right? Like that rejection would ends up being like the greatest thing, because it took you down this path. You also talked about, it sounds like confidence is more of a choice than a character trait.
100%. I like to think of confidence is synonymous with faith, because if you have faith, you're confident that it will work out. It will happen. If we look at confidence and then we look at love, you can't teach either. It's a learned experience. So my belief in what confidence is going to differ from others, just like my experience of what love is different from others. We have to ask ourselves, is it that kind of love and confidence that excites you and propels you and energizes you and lights you up and calls you to continue on this path of doing what you're here for on this earth? And that's purpose. Yes, on the alternative, there's the other route. And that's where I found myself kind of looking at the brink of a crossroad. Which one do I travel? Well, that one has been worn many times. I've walked that path. I know what to expect. This one, not very often had I gone down there. So now I start shifting and I'm walking down that path. And now that path is the one that gets all the wear. The other side, yes, I've gone there in these years. I mean, we've gone back to some dark places here and there, because life does happen. But confidence, again, equipped with the resiliency, will get you back up on your feet more quickly, because you know what to expect.
And all of that with faith just takes it exponentially to a whole nother level.
Absolutely.
Share with us, like, where are you feeling confident today that was an area that you really struggled with maybe a year or more ago?
I would say really my faith. I mean, I deepen my faith every day. When I look back at the woman I was 10 years ago, that was just, is this really life? Is this all there is? I'm so miserable. I wouldn't even care if I was even here. That was how dark and down I was. But now I have a purpose. I have a mission. I have a movement. I have something greater than I to live for. And that's the difference, is that when we're so focused on self, that is a form of suffering. But when we flip that script and we focus on serving, we get to heal. We get to begin again, because the pain is not about us. We're using that pain as fuel to help somebody else, to empower them, to sit in the darkness with them, to hold their hand and hold that space, whatever that looks like. Is that your pain is your purpose, your mess is your message. And never forget that, because what the enemy is intended for harm, God will turn for good. God has given us a purpose and a calling, and none of that has to do with any of the darkness that we've always felt. So again, that narrative is all in our head, but we have to battle that. And that's the battle we fight every single day. So which one are you willing to fight, and which one are you willing to surrender? Who wins?
So you talk about having something bigger than you, and I just want to reiterate for the listener, that has been the most important thing in my life, and overcoming self-doubt or my own fears and insecurities is having something bigger than me. It means I just show up for that. Like for no other reason, I just keep showing up for that. Whether I'm shaking in my boots, I just keep showing up for that. And I wanted to highlight that point. And then you talk about this is our work every day, is slaying the mental dragons. And this past year, I have never had to be so diligent in slaying the mental dragons and taking care of my mind, calling out the lies.
For me, when the mental dragons come creeping in, I'll be honest, there are days I'm just like, I'm too weary, I'm too tired. But I know that's not forever. And I know that's not the truth. Like, just feel it. Go into that dark place. Just allow your emotions to process because that heaviness is real. I'm never going to discount what you feel. What you feel is very real. And experience that. Sit in that. For us to heal, we have to feel, deal, and heal. That's kind of a three-step process. Is like you don't ever know how long this wave is going to keep crashing over you, but it's not your wave. So just surrender, because the more that we keep fighting it, we're losing the strength to even continue on this journey. The surrendering is a big part of what I talk about even in my book, but it's about letting go and then surrender. Because if we let go, we're asking ourselves, now what? Now we put that mental back into our head that we have to have control. But we don't need to have control. The control is in the surrender. And that's when everything just starts to work out, right? Because when we're so focused on the outcome, we forget the opportunity that we haven't had that space or allowed the outcome to work for us. And that was why I had to take that time away from everything, because I was so close to everything. I hated everything at that time. I hated myself. I hated everything in this world. It's just like, I'm done. And I didn't know what that was, but I just meant take that time away. So I would say allow yourself to sit in the pit, but don't live there. And then when you have the strength, because God will renew your strength, or time, or whatever your belief is, will renew. Because time heals all wounds. We've heard all these sayings, right? Time will allow the space to heal. And then once you get that strength back, you get back up and you begin again. Not doing the same things, because we know that definition of insanity there, but we have to choose to alternate because we know that there has to be a way out. And that is being resourceful, being consistent, being persistent. And that's what our resilience, that's what our confidence, and that's what our faith continues to teach us.
So beautiful. Feel, deal, and heal. Tell us about journaling. How does journaling tie into all of this for you and how you work with people?
Yes. Okay. So I actually have two journals. And one is a working journal, and the other is just a blank journal that empowers you to create your own story. I have my book, which is Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing, Fitness, and Self-Love, which inspired all the works that are in there. And so I take on a lot of the fitness and the coaching aspect of it into my journal. A working journal takes a deep dive into habits, to nutrition, to progress. And just our beliefs, and set you up for success with our daily habits and routines, and then start asking ourselves these honest, real questions. So it is meant for you to pause and ponder on where you are in your journey. And we have, so it's called Fit From Within, 60 Days to Finding Freedom. And that is all three of these books, Chasing Perfection, Fit From Within, and Create Your Own Story, are all found on Amazon. And Chasing Perfection is available everywhere books are sold, including Audible. If you don't like to read, I'll read it to you. That's the books. As far as working with me, this is what I do. I help you unpack all the things that are holding you back to find that confidence, that clarity, and get the courage to get back up and pursue this life that you are gifted. And so we do the deep dive work. We get into the transformational journey. And when you come out of this, you feel restored, renewed, and refreshed, because of this transformation sparks this growth. And growth is a challenge that lives us life. Right? If we're not growing, we're dying. Where does growth come from? Living. And that's the renewed sense of life again.
I have on my board renewed minds, renewed lives, and it's just so near and dear to my heart. Okay, I have one more question. Is there anything we haven't touched on that's on your heart today to share?
But for us, when we look at our identities and our stories and our journeys and everything that we've experienced, it's all of those are bits and pieces that we get to put together. And we look back at the through line and these patterns, and we get to pick up the pieces that are no longer serving us and we discard them. We take those pieces that we know that are for us and we start to just put them in this little bucket, I would say. And as these pieces are there, you start to look at it and you start to take shape and realize all this goodness that come out of it. So when life feels like it's happening to you, we look at this bucket of all the proven pieces as proof and evidence that is working for you. And that is where we get to trust and renew that belief and confidence. Because like you said, when we're in this darkness, it's easy to fall victim into our self-doubt, into our criticism, into those excuses, lies, beliefs. And that becomes that story. And that story becomes our part of our identity. And our identity is who we are. And we will do anything and everything at great lengths to hold on to that because that is who we are, right? So if we say that we're going to do something, that is a value. It's integrity. So you walk the walk and you talk the talk. So you have to look at who you are and learning your gifts, your talents, your abilities and skills that you were called and equipped for. So those are that's what God has equipped you with. You don't lack anything. And this world will always tell you what you need, what you should, what you could, all the things that are impressed upon that feels like this angst inside of you that you can never live up to this world standard of enough. And that enoughness is found in you because you were created with, on, and for a purpose. You are enough. You're perfectly imperfect, flawed, beautiful, everything. You are whole and complete. And that enoughness, no matter what people tell you, even that lie in the head and this little story that you tell yourself, that is not who you are. And that is not truth. So fight that lie with the truth and find the proof in all the evidence that you've now just collected along this journey of empowering yourself to believe that you are here for something greater than yourself. So that is how you create your own story. Take inventory of this life you've lived and ask yourself, is this aligned with the calling of your creator, your higher source, your power, God, whatever that is for you? For me, it's God. I find my identity in Jesus Christ, and that is who I am. And in that freedom is where you get to have the power to create your own story and start serving, leading, living, and loving the life that you are called for.
Such a beautiful message. Take whatever stirred in your heart today and hold that and take that, carry that forward with one simple action today. Rachel, before I ask you the last question, you've mentioned a few places people can find more out about what you're doing. Are there any others?
Yes, my website. I am rachelbrooks.com. And so you can find my podcast, which is the Confident Woman Podcast. You can find our courses, our books, our resources, everything on there. And then, of course, my book, Chasing Perfection, like I said, is available everywhere books are sold online. And Fit From Within and Create Your Own Story are available on Amazon. And also Fit From Within is available in a digital journal as well. So take it on the go and you can wipe that slate clean every 60 days and begin again.
Okay, last question. What does differently mean to you?
Unique, and that is who you are. Different, you are called, you are set apart, you are different, and there is no one like you. And that's the power of
love it. Called to be different. Thank you so much, my friend. What a beautiful conversation. Thank you for being a light in the world and sharing the work that you do. And I am also going to be on her podcast soon. So you will be able to, or it might have already even be out by the time this one airs. So make sure you check out her podcast too.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode. If today's conversation spoke to you, I want to invite you to take the first next step in building your confidence from the inside out with my free I Am Enough Reset, a 10-minute guide to help you break free from the lies of not enough and step into the truth of who God created you to be. Take the next step toward unshakable confidence and freedom. You can grab it right now by clicking the link in the show notes below. Remember, you don't have to do this alone. You are made for more confidence, peace, and purpose. Until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.